In today's hyper-connected world, good people in good marriages are having affairs at alarming rates. Shirley Glass's groundbreaking work, Not Just Friends, has become the definitive guide for understanding and preventing infidelity since its publication. Oprah Winfrey called it one of the most important relationship books ever written, while relationship expert John Gottman described it as revolutionary. What makes this work particularly powerful is Glass's research-backed revelation that most affairs don't begin with sexual attraction, but rather as innocent friendships that gradually cross boundaries. Her concept of walls and windows, the idea that we should maintain transparency with our partners while establishing appropriate boundaries with others, has transformed how therapists approach affair recovery. With over 25 years of clinical research involving thousands of couples, Glass dismantles common myths about infidelity while offering concrete strategies for both prevention and healing. The most dangerous affairs begin not with strangers in dark bars, but with colleagues who become confidants and friends who become something more. In Glass's clinical practice, a staggering 82% of unfaithful partners had affairs with someone who started as just a friend. Today's workplace has become the primary danger zone, with 62% of unfaithful men and 50% of unfaithful women meeting their affair partners at work. What makes these relationships particularly threatening is their gradual evolution. Unlike the stereotypical one-night stand, these affairs develop incrementally through small boundary violations that go unnoticed until participants find themselves sliding down a slippery slope. The progression typically follows a predictable pattern. Two people begin sharing work concerns and casual conversation, then gradually start confiding personal struggles and marital dissatisfactions. Emotional intimacy deepens as they become increasingly important in each other's lives, often before any physical lines are crossed. Consider Rachel and Ralph's story. Their marriage was stable but strained by demanding careers and parenting a child with learning disabilities. When Ralph began working closely with Laura, their relationship maintained appropriate boundaries at first, discussing work projects and shared interests like television shows. But as Rachel's weekend work schedule left Ralph feeling lonely, he began sharing more personal matters with Laura. Their connection deepened through private lunches and after-work conversations. By the time their relationship became physical, they had already established profound emotional intimacy that made their bond particularly threatening to the marriage. The walls and windows metaphor perfectly captures what happens in these situations. In healthy marriages, partners maintain windows of openness and transparency between them while building protective walls against inappropriate outside relationships. Affairs reverse this arrangement, creating walls of secrecy that shut out the spouse while opening windows of intimacy with the affair partner. When a friend knows more about your marriage than your spouse knows about your friendship, the healthy position of walls and windows has already been reversed. What makes this pattern so insidious is that many people don't recognize when they've crossed critical thresholds. They tell themselves, "We're just friends," even as they share intimate details, guard their relationship from spouses, and begin experiencing sexual chemistry. By the time physical boundaries are crossed, the emotional foundation for a full-blown affair has already been established. Perhaps the most dangerous myth about infidelity is what Glass calls the prevention myth, the belief that a loving, committed relationship naturally protects against affairs. The uncomfortable truth is that no marriage is immune. In fact, research shows that many unfaithful partners reported being satisfied with their marriages before their affairs began. 56% of unfaithful men and 34% of unfaithful women described their marriages as happy or very happy. What creates vulnerability isn't necessarily marital dissatisfaction, but rather a complex interplay of relationship dynamics, individual factors, and social influences. Glass identifies three critical vulnerability maps that help explain why good people in good marriages sometimes stray. First, relationship vulnerabilities can emerge at any stage of marriage. Young couples might struggle with commitment fears or adjustment to parenthood. Midlife marriages often face child-centered exhaustion where partners become mom and dad rather than lovers. Emptiness transitions can trigger existential questions about the future. Even seemingly minor issues like inequitable division of household responsibilities or power imbalances can create openings for affairs. The parent-child dynamic represents one particularly problematic pattern. When one partner assumes a controlling, superior position while the other takes a dependent role, resentment often builds. Dennis and Dora's 10-year age gap initially seemed beneficial, but as Dora's career success increased her self-confidence, she began resenting Dennis's parental treatment. Her affair partner appealed to her precisely because he appreciated her free spirit rather than treating her like a child. The parent-child dynamics form the second map. Personal history profoundly shapes susceptibility to affairs. Those with permissive attitudes about fidelity, entitlement beliefs, or unmet psychological needs face greater risks. Attachment styles developed in childhood significantly influence adult relationship patterns. People with secure attachments from consistently loving childhoods are generally faithful, but when they do have affairs, they form deep emotional bonds. Those with anxious attachments from unpredictable parenting often seek different outcomes, either escaping perceived constraints or desperately pursuing emotional connection their spouse seems unable to provide. Life transitions create additional vulnerability points. Midlife often brings questioning of choices and disappointment over unmet expectations. When parents die, particularly both parents, the buffer between middle age and one's own mortality disappears, prompting evaluation of life choices. Even successful individuals may feel restless despite outward achievements, seeking validation through affairs when their identity centers on achievement rather than relationships. The third map encompasses social-cultural influences. Our environment significantly shapes vulnerability to affairs. Those working with attractive colleagues in permissive environments, traveling frequently, lacking religious conviction, coming from sexually liberal backgrounds, or having family histories of infidelity face greater temptation. Friends who engage in affairs can normalize and facilitate infidelity. Research shows women's progression towards affairs often begins by knowing someone unfaithful, discussing it, then contemplating opportunities themselves. Once an affair begins, participants enter a double life, characterized by compartmentalization and deception. The unfaithful partner maintains parallel relationships that don't intersect, one public and sanctioned, one private and forbidden. This requires constant vigilance, erasing emails, hiding phones, camouflaging expenses, and maintaining separate calendars. Some even divert money to secret accounts or take over household finances to hide their activities. Beyond logistics, there's the emotional toll of maintaining two relationships where neither can be authentic. The unfaithful person must remember what they've said to whom and keep their parallel lives separate, which becomes exhausting despite any perceived benefits. People having affairs are inevitably liars. By definition, a secret relationship requires deception. The critical question is whether the lying is situation-specific or reflects an ingrained character trait. While some unfaithful partners maintain parallel lives by compartmentalizing, keeping conflicting storylines neatly separated, others become monogamous infidels who transfer their primary emotional investment to the affair while the marriage becomes peripheral. They can't maintain two deep emotional connections simultaneously, so they withdraw from their spouse while becoming increasingly attached to their affair partner. The affair creates a powerful snare, woven from affection, shared experiences, and sexual pleasure. These combined type affairs cause the most marital disruption and are hardest to overcome. As the relationship deepens, the unfaithful partner often rewrites marital history to justify their behavior. "I never really loved my spouse," or "my marriage has been dead for years." This revisionist narrative helps manage cognitive dissonance between their actions and their self-image as a moral person. Meanwhile, the betrayed partner often notices subtle changes, emotional volatility, manufactured arguments that allow the unfaithful partner to storm out and contact their affair partner, and growing emotional distance. The unfaithful partner may initially increase sexual interest in their spouse as their relationship with the affair partner becomes more physical but not yet sexual. Once the affair includes intercourse, sexual interest in the spouse typically diminishes noticeably. The revelation of an affair registers at the extreme end of the emotional Richter scale, an earthquake that destroys home life without warning. This discovery constitutes a genuine psychological trauma that shatters fundamental assumptions about one's relationship, partner, and world. The betrayed partner experiences intense physical reactions, skin prickles, muscles tense, and the body remains on high alert. Every irritation feels magnified, with ordinary annoyances becoming unbearable. What makes this trauma particularly devastating is that the person you'd normally turn to for comfort is the source of your pain. In seconds, one's safest haven becomes the source of greatest treachery. The trauma extends beyond the infidelity itself to include the shattering of one's perception of their partner's character, like being married to a 4-star general and finding out he's really a Russian spy. The severity of trauma following infidelity depends on 5 interacting factors: how discovery occurred, extent of shattered assumptions, individual vulnerabilities, nature of the betrayal, and whether the threat continues. Staggered revelations about multiple involvements create repeated shockwaves. The betrayal's duration particularly impacts recovery. Long-term deception undermines the entire shared history. As one husband lamented about his wife's decade-long affair, "Our whole marriage is a sham." Betrayed partners experience a constellation of post-traumatic symptoms: obsessive thoughts about the affair, flashbacks triggered by minimal cues, hypervigilance from fear of further wounding, and emotional constriction that manifests as numbness or withdrawal. Sleep offers little relief, with recurring dreams and midnight interrogations as betrayed partners shift rapidly between contradictory emotions, needing reassurance one moment and wanting distance the next. Unfaithful partners face their own emotional turmoil. Many experience a reality jolt when the affair is exposed, suddenly panicking about losing their spouse. Some respond with resentment, attacking their partner's snooping as though it were worse than infidelity itself. Others show impatience with the constant questioning, expecting immediate forgiveness without addressing the damage. Many experience genuine grief over losing the affair, which paradoxically reassures the betrayed partner that the illicit relationship is truly over. Recovery begins by establishing safety through reversing walls and windows, ending the affair completely while opening up communication within the marriage. The involved partner must resolve to stop all contact with the affair partner and share any unavoidable interactions with their spouse. Though the unfaithful partner may initially worry more about hurting their affair partner, making a clean break is essential. This often requires changing jobs, moving neighborhoods, or making other significant life changes to ensure complete separation. Honesty becomes the only antidote to the legacy of deception, requiring both courage and consistency. Research consistently shows that couples who thoroughly discuss the affair are more likely to stay married and rebuild trust. In Peggy Vaughn's comprehensive survey of 1,083 betrayed partners, when unfaithful spouses answered all questions, 86% of couples remained married and 72% rebuilt trust, compared to only 59% and 31% respectively when questions went unanswered. These statistics underscore how transparency, though painful, creates the foundation for healing. The betrayed partner's drive to hear about the affair is more than curiosity. It's essential for healing and emotional processing. Because affairs are secret, betrayed partners can't resolve their grief until they know what really happened. Many experience symptoms similar to PTSD, including intrusive thoughts, hypervigilance, and emotional flooding. Honest disclosure helps answer the burning question, "How do I know you won't betray me again?" and allows them to begin reconstructing their understanding of their relationship's history. Disclosure evolves through 3 distinct stages, each requiring different approaches and emotional capacities. First is truth-seeking, an adversarial interrogation process where betrayed partners set truth traps while unfaithful partners withhold information until cornered with evidence. This phase is characterized by high tension and defensive responses. Second is information seeking, a neutral, reporter-like gathering of facts where partners approach discussions professionally without hostility, focusing on understanding the timeline and extent of the affair. Finally, mutual understanding focuses on what the affair means to both partners. Through introspective, respectful conversations where each can see through the other's eyes, exploring the deeper emotional impact and relationship dynamics that contributed to the affair. While rebuilding trust, the unfaithful partner must willingly prove their trustworthiness by facilitating verification rather than resisting it. This means sharing cell phone bills, email correspondence, internet history files, and being completely transparent about daily activities and whereabouts. Though it may feel like surrendering freedom, being accountable addresses the betrayed partner's legitimate anxiety and helps establish new patterns of reliability. This period typically lasts 6 to 24 months, gradually decreasing as trust is rebuilt. Successful couples view this phase not as punishment, but as an investment in rebuilding their relationship's foundation. The healing process also requires establishing new relationship boundaries and communication patterns. Couples must learn to identify and discuss potential threats to their relationship openly, create shared understanding about appropriate interactions with others, and develop new rituals of connection that strengthen their bond. Regular check-ins, couples counseling, and shared activities help rebuild emotional intimacy alongside trust. Recovery isn't linear, but involves 4 steps forward and 1 step back. The process typically takes at least 1 to 2 years, with anniversary dates of discovery being particularly challenging milestones. However, many couples find their relationship becomes uniquely special after working through infidelity, with a new ability to discuss their most hidden thoughts and feelings. Repairing the relationship requires addressing the vulnerabilities that created openings for the affair. Ralph and Rachel realized their child-centered marriage had created vulnerability, so they developed a couple-centered relationship by sharing work concerns instead of just focusing on their children's needs. Ken and Chris addressed their incompatible sexual interests. He learned to engage in non-sexual affection while she became more receptive to his advances. Couples must also reclaim territories, activities, and settings connected to the affair. While the painful past can't be erased, promising new chapters can be created. Ken and Chris reclaimed the annual convention where his affair began. After skipping 1 year, they attended together with a plan for handling potential encounters with his ex-lover. When they did meet her in an elevator, Ken held Chris's hand supportively. They now consider the convention their territory and doubt the affair partner will return. One of the best predictors of successfully saving a marriage after infidelity is how much empathy partners have for each other. Can the involved partner understand the humiliation, anger, and need to repeatedly process what happened? Can the betrayed partner feel the loss and guilt the unfaithful spouse experiences? When couples shift from opposing positions to tackling problems together, healing begins. Forgiveness represents the final stage of healing, not a single event, but a gradual process of increasing compassion and reducing resentment. Forgiveness isn't forgetting or pretending the betrayal didn't happen. It's not excusing or condoning the behavior. Rather, it's a gift you give yourself, freeing you from the burden of the past. It's a conscious choice not to remain hostage to past injustices. The forgiveness ritual has profound impact when both partners seek forgiveness. The process includes forgiving yourself first, identifying specific transgressions, making heartfelt apologies, formally requesting forgiveness, and offering tangible actions to back up words. Even betrayed partners can usually express regret about their own actions or reactions during the marriage. Prevention is always preferable to recovery when it comes to safeguarding relationships from infidelity. Dr. Glass presents 7 comprehensive strategies that create robust boundaries while maintaining healthy connections. First, maintain appropriate walls and windows. Establish complete openness with your partner while creating necessary privacy boundaries with others. The essence of fidelity extends far beyond simply avoiding sexual contact. It requires constructing and maintaining proper emotional barriers that protect your primary relationship. This means being fully transparent with your partner about interactions, relationships, and daily experiences while maintaining appropriate distance from others who might threaten your partnership. Second, recognize and actively manage workplace dangers. Modern professional environments often create intimate situations that can lead to boundary violations. Avoid exclusive lunches, private meetings, or one-on-one settings when traveling with colleagues of the opposite sex. Be particularly vigilant about sharing personal problems or marital dissatisfactions with attractive coworkers. What starts as innocent venting can quickly evolve into inappropriate emotional intimacy. Consider implementing personal rules like keeping office doors open during meetings or including others in work-related social activities. Third, establish strict boundaries around emotional intimacy with attractive alternatives. When you find yourself drawn to someone, immediately implement protective measures. Limit conversations to strictly professional or impersonal topics, maintain physical distance, and redirect any personal disclosures. Never discuss relationship problems with someone you find appealing. This creates a dangerous dynamic where the attractive alternative becomes positioned as a sympathetic listener and potential solution to your problems. Fourth, carefully choose your confidants and keep relationship discussions contained to appropriate venues. Share relationship challenges only at home with your partner or with friends who actively support your marriage. Your confidants should demonstrate commitment to both partners' well-being, not just one individual's happiness. Avoid confiding in anyone who has a history of encouraging relationship dissolution or who might have hidden motives for undermining your partnership. Fifth, establish clear protocols around past relationships. Former lovers present unique dangers, with research indicating that over 30% of rekindled romances transform into secret affairs. The combination of shared history and rose-tinted memories creates particularly fertile ground for infidelity. If circumstances require reconnecting with an ex, always include your current partner in communications and meetings. Better yet, allow your partner to manage any necessary interactions with former flames. Sixth, implement strict digital boundaries. The internet creates perfect conditions for emotional affairs through its combination of perceived privacy, constant accessibility, and reduced social constraints. Maintain complete transparency with online friendships. Avoid private messages that you wouldn't want your partner to see, and never engage in sexual fantasies or flirtatious exchanges with online connections. Share passwords, keep joint social media accounts when appropriate, and establish clear guidelines about digital communications with others. Finally, intentionally cultivate a social circle that reinforces your commitment to monogamy. Our friends' attitudes and behaviors profoundly influence our own relationship choices. Regularly spend time with couples who demonstrate strong, faithful partnerships. Distance yourself from friends who normalize infidelity or who might encourage boundary violations. Actively seek out mentors and role models who can provide guidance on maintaining long-term commitment. While infidelity creates profound trauma, it can also catalyze remarkable growth and transformation. Many couples report that working through betrayal ultimately strengthened their relationship, creating deeper understanding and more authentic connection than they had before. The crisis forces them to address long-standing issues, develop better communication skills, and establish healthier boundaries. This paradoxical outcome, where devastating betrayal leads to renewal, occurs when both partners commit fully to the healing process and remain open to change. Fred and Frida's story demonstrates how an affair can transform entrenched power dynamics in a marriage. Initially, Fred was domineering and emotionally unavailable, while Frida was passive, depressed, and unable to assert her needs. After reluctantly agreeing to swinging, Frida developed a 2-year affair with another man who showed her more warmth and affection than Fred ever had. When she finally confessed and threatened to leave, the shock shifted their relationship dramatically. Frida found her voice and became assertive about her emotional and physical needs, while Fred, faced with losing his marriage, developed empathy and learned to listen deeply for the first time. Through intensive therapy and honest dialogue, they liberated themselves from their old power imbalance, discovering that new, healthier behaviors could emerge from the crisis of infidelity. For those whose marriages end despite their sincere efforts, healing remains possible through different paths. Nancy channeled her pain into advancing her legal career and becoming an advocate for other women navigating divorce. Kimberly found renewal through travel and creative pursuits she'd abandoned during her marriage. Evan discovered that focusing on co-parenting helped him release his anger and eventually open his heart to new relationships. Heather joined support groups and developed deep friendships that restored her faith in human connection. These stories illustrate various routes to recovery after betrayal. Some find fulfillment through career achievements or new interests, while others eventually discover love with partners who appreciate their authentic selves. The key is releasing bitterness and anger rather than remaining emotionally shackled to the past. Whether healing happens within the original relationship or through individual growth, it's possible to find love, joy, and purpose again. Insight and strength emerge from pain and struggle when people remain open to the lessons these challenges offer. The journey requires letting go of anger while integrating the wisdom gained from the experience. As Glass emphasizes, people who are committed to marriage don't act like they're single. This means maintaining appropriate boundaries, what she calls walls and windows, to create relationships that are both secure and intimate. Successful couples learn to protect their connection while nurturing deep understanding and compassion, remaining vigilant about potential threats while staying emotionally available to each other. The transformation process often involves establishing new rituals of connection, improving emotional intelligence, and developing greater self-awareness. Couples who survive infidelity typically emerge with stronger communication skills, better conflict resolution strategies, and a deeper appreciation for maintaining intimacy through daily actions and choices.